Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your boy, Roberto, and of course, you already know what time it is. It is the Black Hand 2.2. Coming live and direct from Kansas City, Missouri, my hometown. Hope everybody's having a good day today. It is pretty damn sunny here in Kansas City. I don't know how the weather is where you are, but hopefully it's, you know, kind of like here or better. Well, folks, I'm on here this early in the day. I'm on here early today because of one thing that everybody's talking about, and that is, of course, Ukraine. Now, I made one podcast about Ukraine, and I'm not going to cram it down your throat because I know you're about to it already. But I will, however, talk about something that came about a couple days ago. I don't know if you pay attention to what's going on in Ukraine, and it's kind of hard not to, but the one thing that I heard, and it's the only thing that's on my head right now, and that is the word nuclear weapon. Yes, nuclear weapons. Has enough nuclear waste or wherever the hell it is they use in those damn weapons to incinerate 1,000 people or 1,000,000 people within, you know, in seconds. Pretty much burning you to a cinder. And then those that are left behind after he goes off are the ones that suffer the most because they die a slow fucking death. Well, I have been hearing nuclear weapon since I was about 7 years old. Back in the days of 1980s, that's all you could hear about. It was about, Russia has nuclear weapons, the United States has nuclear weapons. They shoot at us, we shoot at them, everything's gone. I've been hearing that for years. And for a while, it was kind of a quiet thing to talk about because no one wants to die that type of death. I don't give a damn who you are. And the way they got it is the worst way possible to die, which is by nuclear explosions. But recently, Vladimir Putin, in all of his, dictator and glory, has put his nuclear arsenal on standby because he's in talks with Ukraine. Now, we already know that Vladimir Putin is not a person to keep his word about anything, hence why they're having a conflict in Ukraine. So, when I heard those words, I automatically thought I was an 8-year-old kid again. Now, when I think of nuclear weapons, nuclear, destruction, I think of the movie The Day After. And, of course, if you haven't ever seen that movie, it's about the aftermath of a nuclear war. Most of it was actually filmed here in Kansas City and in Kansas. And the movie, if you've seen it, will stay with you for a very, very long damn time. It stayed with me for years. Even though it's been 39 years since that movie came out, it's still a haunting, haunting movie. I have seen it maybe 3 times in my entire life, and every time I see it, it gets worse and worse with every time. It's not exactly a movie you want to see before you go to bed at night. But I am not going to lie to you, ladies and gentlemen. I am scared of nuclear weapons. I am scared of nuclear war, period. The effects of it, what it does, what it leaves behind, which is basically nothing, and how people react or how they die, is even worse than that. I know a lot of movies have dictated, nuclear war, Terminator being the biggest one, The Day After, every other kind of movie that came out in the 80s and 90s. And all of them are equally scary as shit. So when Vladimir Putin said that he got his nuclear arsenal on standby, it triggered something in me that I haven't had to have happened to me in many, many years. And that is the fucking fear for my life. No, I'm not talking about the police officers that, shoot 15 times to a black dude that says I'm in fear for my life. No, this one is legit. Because we don't know what the hell this man's thinking. We don't know if he's going to shoot one of them damn things off even during the damn peace talks, quote unquote, and what the hell it will do. Because if they decide to shoot one of those damn things off and actually kills 1,000,000 damn people in Ukraine or wherever the hell it shoots it at, then of course we're going to have to respond. Therefore, we'll have a World War III on our hands. which is also something I feared the most as well. But I grew up in the era where Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev sat and signed these papers over and over again, shook hands, and, you know, gave each other praise for getting this missile crisis thing under wraps and all that type of bullshit. Yet, both countries still have nuclear weapons that can wipe out populations bigger than anything on Earth. So, what does that mean exactly? Well, that means that I feel like I'm a 1983-year-old kid again. I'm, listening to the news all the time. I watch it day and night. Since this stuff started, that's always been on my head. I was waiting for the word to come out, but it came out yesterday, and it spooked the shit out of me. I'm not going to lie. Spooked me. I started thinking about, you know, every damn thing. War is bad enough. You got people that die in war, people that get scarred by war. War leaves devastation even after it's over. Peace talks, or whatever the hell you want to call it, after that, the damage is already done. But most times after a war happens, they tend to move on, and they remember it if it's a really bad one, like in World War II and the, other wars. But nuclear war is permanent. You got people that will die, and there would not be anyone else in the damn planet that can tell you what exactly happened that day. It's not like it's a 9/11 type of situation. 9/11 was bad. It was terrible. But there are people in this country and around the world that knew exactly where the hell they were when 9/11 happened. I can tell you right now where I was 20-something years ago when that happened. But nuclear war is different. Unless you are in a really large bunker at way down below in the damn belly of some kind of dirt or something like that, there's not going to be many people to be around to tell you exactly who started what and who killed who. Because that's what nuclear war is. It's a weapon of complete mass fucking destruction. It will kill everything and anything in its path. The aftermath is worse than that because you got nuclear waste in the air, you get sick, you get nuclear poisoning, the whole fucking nine yards. So there would not be anybody to be left to tell the story of how it started, which is why they call it, you know, nuclear war. I don't like hearing those words together, nuclear or war, and World War III especially, because you already had two wars that, you know, killed a million plus people already. And of course, all the other wars in between, the Korean War, Vietnam War, Operation Desert Storm, War on Terror, you name it. But nuclear war, it's a permanent thing. There is no coming back from it. You could come back from it, but it'll take years and years and years. You know, and like I said, there won't be many people to start a new population after a nuclear war because everybody would be dead. And then, of course, you got the savagery about it because people that are left after a nuclear war are going to be fighting for every damn thing. Water, food, gasoline, if there is any gasoline. Anything is up for grabs. Money, be damned. Won't even make a difference. You could be a millionaire now and be nothing the next 5 minutes when it comes to nuclear war. But my thing is this, why in the hell would you invent something that is so devastating like a nuclear weapon? Why? If you have a conscience and you have a soul and everything, the last thing you want to do is blow up a whole bunch of damn people and just kill them instantaneously. At least I think you would. But it's just really permanent. It's like, why the hell would you make something that devastating and not feel bad about it? I just never understood that. Guns, yeah, guns have been around since like the 1800s. They've been killing people, they've been putting them wrong hands, right hands, law officer, outlaw, whatever. Even to this day, guns are as bad as the person that shoots them. But a nuclear fucking weapon, something that you know is going to kill a whole lot of goddamn people, left and right, kids, grown-ups, dogs, cats, everything. Vaporized in a matter of seconds. Who in the hell comes up with that crazy shit? I mean, now, the atom bomb they used on Hiroshima and in Japan, it was, I've seen pictures of it, and there was nothing left. Nothing. And you wonder, even now, years and years later, how in the hell they came back from the brink like that. I mean, I know resilience and everything else, but that was a really, really big-ass bomb. It just tore up every damn thing. And again, who in the hell would invent something so damn devastating like that? I mean, do you hate people that much that you would actually drop a damn bomb that can cook your ass from the inside out? Turn you into fucking dust instantly and vaporize every damn thing around you and everything? I mean, who comes up with that shit? Who in the hell decides that they're going to make a damn bomb that can do that? And not have, you know, and not have a care about, and a care in the world about it? I mean, they probably think, well, I'm doing this to protect our country and other countries. Well, not really, because you killed everything about in the damn country. You completely destroyed them, and vice versa. There will be nobody left. And how in the hell you come back from something like that is beyond fucking me to begin with. I never understood nuclear war. I never understood it. I still don't understand it. I really don't. Shooting somebody in the parking lot, in a car, or something like that happens almost every fucking day. But a nuclear fucking weapon that you know is going to kill buku people, and you still made the damn thing. There's some sick-ass people in this damn world, but somebody that makes something like that, that is ridiculous. But anyway, the movie, The Day After, came out in 1983. I watched that movie, and it jawed, I mean, everything in me was like, run away from this damn television. No kid should ever see a movie like that, especially at 8 years old. I kept asking my mom question after question after fucking question about this damn movie. I said, why would they do something like that, Mom? And my mom was like, I don't know, baby. They just do. Well, okay. But it's just the fact that, why? I mean, there's a lot of people I hate. There's a whole lot of people I hate. But even I know my fucking limits. I know when to say, okay, this is a little bit too much. But making a nuclear weapon, you know exactly what the fuck is made for. And you still make it. Do they put a gun to your head and say, hey, we need a nuclear weapon right now? Who the hell came up with the idea of having nuclear weapons to keep our country safe in the first place? We got tanks, we got guns, we got planes, we got ammunition, soldiers. What the hell you need with a nuke? I never understood that. Everybody's always talking about, oh, peace on earth and goodwill to earth. That's during that Christmas shit. But you making fucking nuclear weapons to devastate people. And Vladimir Putin right now has his shit on standby. I ain't heard talk like that since the 1980s. I mean, and it's scary because it's like a retro thing. When I was a kid, we talked about that in school all the damn time. You know, nuclear weapons, and you know, they show little pictures of people back in the 60s that thought that, you know, Cuba was gonna shoot some damn nuclear weapons here in America, up or hiding underneath their desk or anything, like they're really gonna stop any goddamn thing. And here we are, 2022, and we're still doing shit from the 20th century. Nuclear weapons was definitely a 20th century thing. And it still lingers over our world to this very day. And it's scary as shit. If it's not Kim Jong-un up here shooting off nuclear like missiles like they're fucking fireworks, we got Vladimir Putin over here shooting one right to the goddamn Ukraine that's right next door to him. If he does it at all. But who the hell comes up with shit like that? I just don't understand that. Well, either way, folks, this war is far from over. It just started. People have already died. People have been evacuated. People are running for their lives, trying to get to borders. And it shouldn't have happened in the first damn place. Never. But the most strangest thing about this whole ordeal is that damn word, nuclear weapon. You don't need to have a nuclear weapon to get your point across. You already got thousands upon thousands of troops in this damn country that shouldn't be there in the first place. Secondly, you up here got them all, got guns, they got ammo, they've been piling up shit for months to do exactly what the hell they're doing right now. What the hell you need a nuclear weapon for? Nuclear missiles, what the hell you need that for? That's fucking overkill. That's like me bringing, that's like, well, shit. This is kind of like bringing all your pads and your cleats and everything else to play flag football. It's overkill. You know? You ain't got to do all that shit. You already got enough troops in there doing dumb shit. You don't need to pop a damn fire, like a damn nuclear weapon off over there. They're suffering enough. And it's been on my head since 2 days ago. And of course, when I think of something that hard, I have to talk it out because it bothers me. It scares the shit out of me, actually. And it seems like there's no end in fucking sight. Because then I said this on TikTok, and I'll say it to all of you that's listening. There will never be any peace on this planet anywhere, period, as long as there's humans walking on it. Because humans have a tendency to want to start shit. I don't like how you do your religion. I want to start some shit with you. Oh, this country over here has been quiet. Let's go over there and fuck with it. So that's exactly what Russia's doing in Ukraine right now. And then, of course, you know, then if you can't get them with conventional weapons, you pull out the goddamn nukes and start vaporizing people like a goddamn microwave. We come up with different crazy-ass ways to kill one another. And people want to talk about peace. That's bullshit. Guaranteed 100% grade aid. There will never be peace on this damn earth. Humans do not want peace. They don't. They rather have death and destruction, chaos, and every damn thing else. Peace? Oh, that's too quiet. No, we can't do that. Peace, what the hell is that? A piece of bread or, you know, gun peace or whatever looks like that. That's they can go for that. But peace on earth? Oh, hell no. And it'll get worse as I get older. Unless, you know, somebody decides to shoot a missile off or something and kill me and pretty much everybody else in the vicinity. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not trying to get on here and preach and all that type of shit. But the thing is, by hearing those two words together, it automatically triggered a fear that I have not had since I was 7 damn years old. We are still talking about, I mean, you got people online talking about World War III. You got Putin up here, got missiles on standby, fucking nuclear missiles and shit. I'm like, what? Yeah, it's not that damn serious. And I do not like to see people die. I don't want to fucking die. I want to die. When I die, I want to be around in my bed with my grandkids, my great-grandkids, my wife, or whatever. And just die peacefully. I don't want to get vaporized while I'm fucking asleep. Or in a bathtub. Or sitting at my table while I'm eating a fucking dinner with my wife. I want none of my family members dead. I want none of my friends fucking dead. But if you shoot off a fucking nuclear weapon, that's exactly what the hell's going to happen. All the people in between all that shit is the ones that are going to suffer the most. Government officials, they'll be putting bunkers and, you know, hunker down until the nuclear weight fallout falls and everything else. Whereas people like me and you, on the other hand, oh, we get to, you know, suffer with the nuclear, you know, waste and, you know, the the death that comes slowly and hair falling out and every goddamn thing else that comes with shooting off a nuclear fucking weapon. And I had to get this off of my head. I had to. So, I already told you that when I came back in January, or in February, that all bets were off. I was going to talk about shit that you may agree with and you may not. But this right here, what I'm talking about, should be agreed upon to be the baddest thing ever. I don't give a damn how old you are, how much you hate me for being who I am, how much you hate other people for being who they are and everything. Nuclear weapons affect every fucking body. Reason being is because if they get shot and they blow up some damn where, you ain't gonna be thinking about, oh yeah, Galvier is gay. Jeez, I hope he gets burnt up first. No, we're all gonna fucking go. And people in between, like us regular old folks, will be the ones that catch the worst shit. Government officials in both countries here and other countries abroad, they'll have them, you know, in some kind of bunker where it won't even get to them. And I hate to talk like that. I hate it. But it's just one of those things that humans don't learn until they learn the hard way. We don't need to have no damn war if we don't want to. But we just seem to want to. We could have peace. We have had peace for 4 or 5 months since the Afghanistan war was over. And all of a sudden, here we are again, jumping in the middle of a conflict that's happening between a Russian and the Ukrainians. I don't know exactly what the outcome will be, but hopefully it'll be faster done than slower not done. And I hope it's done before some crazy-ass Russian president decides to shoot off a goddamn nuclear missile and kill a bunch of damn people. That'll be great, too. But I guess we'll have to sit and see. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, is my word. In a lot of words, it was. My prayers goes out to the Ukrainian people. Hope this stuff happens and it ends faster than it started. I hope everybody there is safe and not trying to, you know, die anytime soon. And hopefully, no nuclear weapons will be used. Because God knows we don't need that shit right now. We really don't. So, with that being said, this is your boy Roberto for the Black Can 2.2. Please join me next time when I talk about something you may or may not like. And I'll see you guys down the road. Good night, America, wherever you are. And please pray for the people of Ukraine. And pray that peaceful heads will fucking prevail. Because like I said, we don't need this shit right now. And we really do not. We really don't. We've had enough. Bad shit to last us a whole fucking lifetime. You guys take care. God bless.